Now to the latest on the Federal Police media raids. The ABC's Managing Director announced today that he's written to Australia's Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton to ask that the investigations into any journalists at the National Broadcaster be dropped. The Federal Police raided the ABC's headquarters in Sydney last month, looking for information on a series of 2017 stories known as the Afghan Files. Joining me now with the details is political reporter Alexandra Beach. Alex, what can you tell us about this message from David Anderson to Peter Dutton?
Eleanor, we only have limited details at this stage, but this morning the ABC's Managing Director, David Anderson, sent an email to staff saying he was disappointed the fate of two journalists, Dan Oakes and Sam Clark, was still unclear. They were the pair behind those 2017 stories known as the Afghan Files, which formed the basis for the police raids on the ABC's headquarters in Sydney. Now, in that email, he also said the ABC has now written to Peter Dutton asking the minister for any police action against these two to cease, or failing that, he wants the ABC to be briefed on exactly when and how this is all going to be resolved. And he also warned that while the public trusts the ABC to speak truth to power, that the national broadcaster can't fulfil its legislative responsibilities if its journalists are being intimidated or treated like criminals. So this, of course, comes after the news bosses banded together to argue that national security laws were threatening democracy and to make that case for legal change. It's the latest part in that ongoing debate.
And international human rights lawyer Amal Clooney has mentioned these raids while speaking about press freedom at a conference in London. What was her take on what's happened here?
Well, yes, Amal Clooney is, of course, a widely respected human rights lawyer who has represented journalists targeted by governments for reporting on human rights abuse. And earlier this year, she was made the UK's special envoy on media freedom. So she was speaking at the Defend Media Freedom Conference in the UK. And in that speech, she gave several examples of dangers to press freedom that are happening in various countries. And one of those examples was the recent raids on the ABC in Australia, and she warned there are global and urgent challenges to media freedom.
All governments say they support press freedom. The right is even enshrined in North Korea's constitution. What matters is enforcement of that right, and enforcement depends on states. All the reports compiled on the state of press freedom in the world today say the decline is not only limited to non-democracies. And so we have to be vigilant. And we also have to know that what happens in a country like Australia or the UK or the US will be looked at by every other leader in the world and potentially used as an excuse to clamp down even further on journalists.
So Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne was also at that conference. Did she respond to those remarks, or indeed to the letter from the ABC's Managing Director?
She didn't mention the letter, but yes, Maurice Payne was sat listening to this, and she also briefly got up to speak from the audience. She defended Australia's track record, basically, saying that this is a liberal democracy that strongly supports the principles of a free press. And she also said Amal Clooney would be aware of Australia's efforts to push for media freedom on the world stage as well.
Alexandra Beach in Canberra, thank you.